From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says a planned meeting between Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto and himself has been canceled. Mexicans don't like Mr. Trump's plan to build a wall along America's southern border to guard against illegal migration. Mr. Peña Nieto called off the meeting.
Unless Mexico is going to treat the United States fairly, with respect, such a meeting would be fruitless, and I want to go a different route. We have no choice.
Later, the White House proposed a 20% tax on Mexican imports as a possible way to pay for the wall. Spokesman Sean Spicer told reporters such a tax would raise $10 billion a year and easily pay for the wall. In a speech Thursday in Philadelphia, Mr. Trump blasted the North American Free Trade Agreement, saying it cost the U.S. as much as $60 billion each year in trade deficits. Gambia's new president, Adama Barrow, returned to his country Thursday, accompanied by heavy security. He was greeted by jubilant crowds. Mr. Barrow flew home from Senegal, where he had been staying, and since unrest erupted when former President Yahya Jammeh refused to step down after losing an election. The British government Thursday introduced a bill in Parliament to begin the process of exiting the European Union. Opposition lawmakers yelled disgraceful as Brexit Secretary David Davis unveiled the legislation. The lower house of Commons will begin debate on the matter January 31st and have just 2 weeks to reach a decision on it. The opposition wants more time. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump and British Prime Minister Theresa May met Thursday in Philadelphia at a Republican congressional retreat. The Republicans are holding the meetings to plan their agenda for the upcoming session of Congress. Both leaders spoke at the retreat. Prime Minister May told the Republicans that the days of the U.S. and Britain intervening in other nations to remake them in their image are over. She hailed her nation's special relationship with the United States.
It has been America's destiny to bear the leadership of the free world and to carry that heavy responsibility on its shoulders. But my country, the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, has been proud to share that burden and to walk alongside you at every stage.
Ms. May is scheduled to visit the White House on Friday. The British Prime Minister will be the first foreign leader to meet Mr. Trump in Washington since he took office. Here's more on the new U.S. administration. President Trump told a Fox News interviewer that he would be in favor of changing Senate rules to allow for a simple majority to approve Supreme Court nominees. Currently, 60 votes would be needed to end a Democratic filibuster against a nominee, and there are only 51 Republican votes in the Senate. Mr. Trump plans to announce a nomination to the court soon. The president is expected to ask the Pentagon to speed up the fight against the Islamic State group in Syria and Iraq. Mr. Trump plans to visit the Defense Department on Friday. Former Trump transition team member Myron Ebel has told the Associated Press that President Trump is likely to seek significant budget and staff cuts at the Environmental Protection Agency. Thousands of anti-abortion activists will pour into Washington, D.C. Friday for the 43rd annual March for Life. Many right-to-life activists are pleased that President Donald Trump, who has recently taken a stand against abortion, will be setting policy on the subject and appointing like-minded judges. British Foreign Minister Boris Johnson told a parliamentary panel Thursday that the United Nations supervised election in Syria might help end the civil war there. He said Syrian President Bashar al-Assad should be permitted to run in the election. He said it was important that displaced Syrians participate in that vote. A summer controversy over burkinis in France made a winter return Thursday when a Corsican administrative court upheld a local decree against the Muslim swimsuits. The court allowed one village to ban the garment, but struck down a ban elsewhere due to a lack of evidence that burkinis are a threat to public order. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.